A final decision is expected to be announced shortly on a huge foreign investment in the Czech Republic. A Czech delegation is on its way back from South Korea, where it's been finalising details on plans for a major Hyundai assembly plant with an annual capacity of 300,000 cars. The Korean car maker seems almost certain to choose this country, and several sites in the eastern part of the Czech Republic have been prepared. David Vaughan spoke to the auto journalist Lyle Frink about the project and asked him what's at stake.
What's at stake is a billion euro investment and 15,000 jobs.
So this is a pretty massive deal.
It's a very massive deal. It's been pretty much kept under wraps. The story was broke by Automotive News Europe a couple months ago. What's interesting is how fast it is developed. Another interesting facet is that I think the Koreans already have decided what they want. They're just now going to negotiate and get the best deal they can on investment incentives before they conclude it.
And the example of Slovakia is well known, where a whole deal was scuppered pretty much by rows over the site and trying to buy the land. Is there a danger that this can happen in the Czech Republic as well?
There's always a potential for a screw-up somewhere. But this time the Koreans were hesitant, or they specifically delayed on announcing that the deal was done until the Czech government had secured the entire 200-plus hectares for the site.
And so that is now definitely available, a site ready, and they could start building tomorrow if necessary.
Yeah, the ground's a little frozen and hard to build right now, but yes, there are plans for the Nošovice site, and the government has over 200 hectares in hand and is now paying off the landowners in the area.
And we're talking about Moravia, the eastern part of the Czech Republic, where there is still relatively high unemployment. This would be a huge boost to the economy there, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's a huge boost. 3,000 jobs will be directly at the factory, and an additional 10,000 are expected to be in suppliers around the region.
And when are we going to know for sure?
The director of Czech Invest said that it would be probably by the end of January. I would expect something this week, next week.
So we really will know whether or not this plant is going to be built and at which of the sites prepared in the Czech Republic.
Right. The Koreans are known for wanting everything yesterday.
David Vaughan was talking to the auto journalist Lyle Frink.